I'm gonna sit.
Do you want a copy of the screen?
No, I.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am bringing this April 25th Mariposa Planning Commission public meeting to order. I would like to begin by asking Commissioner Harris to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I
Thank you. I would first like to point out that we are missing two of our commissioners this morning. They have excused absences because of personal matters. Commissioner Becker and Commissioner Bernikoff are not with us. We have a bare quorum. And for that reason, our next item is minutes approval of our last meeting of January 10th. Again, because of the fact that not all of the commissioners who are with us today were also with us on January 10th, we are not able to officially deal with the minutes at this point. And so I'm willing to entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we table the minutes of the January 10th meeting until we have a renewed quorum.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion from Commissioner Harder and a second from Commissioner Harris to table the minutes approval of our January 10th meeting until our next hearing at which we have a quorum of this body. We are then moving along to our open public statement period. Let me first explain how our procedures work. The commission at this point is going to be more than happy to hear from the public on any items of interest to this body that are not on today's agenda. After we have dealt with that portion, we will move to our official public hearings. This morning we have a couple of items on the agenda, and our usual procedure for that is to have staff present their report. After staff presents their report, there will be a session for this body to have any brief questions or elucidation on what they have just heard. After that has been played out, I will then open for public comment on the item agenda. Then, after the public has had their say, I will close that, bring it back to this body for any further deliberation and potential action, and that's the way it works. On the back table, you will find copies of the agenda for today as well as supporting documents, and you may feel free to pick those up at your leisure. If you do wish to speak to this body, you are not legally required to sign in, but it is very, very helpful to us if you state your name clearly into the microphone and sign in just so we'll have the spelling of your name correct for the record. And so at this point, I would like to open this morning's hearing up for any member of the public to have their say to us on any item not on this morning's agenda. Oh, come on, Russ, I see those happy feet. We'll save you for later. In that case, I am closing the public comment period. I will now bring it down to our agenda items, public hearings, and the very first item is our 2014 General Plan Annual Report, and I am going to throw that open to staff. Alvaro, ready? Tell the audience what it is.
Just a second to make sure our voices are caught on this.
We've been having a little bit of technical difficulties this morning.
All right, I think we're good to go.
Thank you.
All right, so this is the 2014 General Plan Annual Report, and today is kind of intended to be a workshop public hearing for this report. Before we get started, just an addition, correction to the recommendation for the Plan Commission. You'll also be making a recommendation on approving the schedule of general plan amendments for this calendar year. I handed out earlier Exhibit A, which will be attached to a resolution, which was kind of a guideline for some dates for that. A little bit of background. State law and the county's general plan require that a report be prepared each year on the general plan. The report is supposed to review the general plan policies, programs, and implementation measures that were addressed during the 2013 calendar year. It mostly describes activities that are in process or anticipated for completion or activity during the 2014 through the 2018 time period, which is kind of labeled the short-term planning horizon. As a strategic and policy document, the general plan may be reviewed and updated on a regular basis. The annual report does not specifically amend the general plan, but it's a good time to review potential amendments. This report is one tool that the county can use to evaluate goals and objectives in the general plan for internal consistency. This year, as part of the annual review, we kind of expanded our reach process for other departments and agencies that are, we call them implementation partners. The general plan contains a lot of implementation measures. Most of them fall within the planning department's scope, but there are other departments and agencies that are in charge of some of them, and sometimes they're not aware or they conflict with something they're already doing. So it's a good time for those departments also to review what they're working on, what they will be working on, so they can all work together to implement the general plan. During the 2013 calendar year, there were no general plan amendments completed. There are a few amendments that are expected to occur in 2014. One of them is the update to the housing element, which is required by state law every 5 years. And there's also the potential that the safety element will be updated as part of the local hazard mitigation plan update that is currently ongoing. The fundamental purpose of the annual report is to assess progress and steps taken to accomplish the goals and objectives of the general plan. The county must show that there's reasonable progress being made to bring regulations, ordinances, plans, and programs into compliance with the general plan. The general plan identifies multi-year timelines for accomplishing the full implementation of the general plan, and there's three general timeframes: the short term, the intermediate term, and the long term. As part of Title 17, there's provisions of Title 17 that need revisions and amendments in order to incorporate the standards and criteria that are called for in the general plan. Additional amendments will be addressed in 2014 as resources and staff workload allows. Some significant accomplishments. The greenhouse gas inventory was prepared for Mariposa County. It established baseline data for 2010. Work has commenced on the state-mandated five-year update to the housing element. The planning department completed the first review of the LCA biannual reports for the 2011-2012 reporting period. The planning process for the Mid Pines Community Plan is fully underway. The update to the county historic sites inventory has commenced. Phase one will update the current inventory, and the second phase will try to add resources to that inventory. LAFCO policies and procedures manual has been updated. Comprehensive review and report was presented to the Board of Supervisors for consideration of a potential moratorium on processing of new land conservation and contract applications. No action was taken in essence continuing the support in Mariposa County for the Williamson Act. There's also work that has been done on the comprehensive countywide roadmap book that's intended to be used by local and outside emergency personnel. That's been ongoing and it's, I believe, almost complete. Work on some area plans, like I mentioned before, the Mid Pines Community Planning Advisory Committee has been meeting regularly, and work on the community plan for Mid Pines has commenced and is currently underway. The only other area plan that's in the short-term horizon is the Lake Don Pedro plan. This would be the last final short-term priority that's for the planning areas, but currently there's no process underway for this area. Some specific accomplishments with regards to some of the chapters in the general plan. Chapter 5, which deals with land use, staff continues to review land divisions and projects to ensure that they're in compliance with the various goals and policies of the general plan. All development proposals are reviewed under CEQA to reduce potential impacts. With regards to economic development, the county... That's not good. Just a second. All right, problem solved. All right, with regards to economic development, the county continues to look at available grants and loan programs to assist small businesses. The county has a close working relationship with the Tourism Bureau. There was a grant application submitted for the Town of Mariposa Transportation Center Feasibility Study, the first phase. There's a little longer discussion in the actual report about this. With regards to Chapter 7, which deals with arts and culture, the county continues to have a cooperative relationship between the Mariposa County Arts Council. Chapter 9, Circulation, Infrastructure, and Services. Funding was received from both federal and state safe routes to school programs, and I believe some of the money has been used on some design work for potential sidewalks on Bullion Street and Jones Street in the town of Mariposa. Extensive work on bridge repair and replacement, mostly design work to this point, was conducted this past calendar year. The 2012 Regional Transportation Plan was adopted in 2013. Chapter 10, which deals with agriculture. Like I mentioned earlier, the first banning report for Williamson Ag contracts was completed. Also, there was no moratorium on Williamson Ag applications adopted. Conservation open space, there was significant process made towards completing some of the items that were on the county action plan to resolve some issues with our SMARA implementation. And also, two abandoned mines that were part of that county action plan have almost been completely reclaimed. With regards to section 16, safety, there's been several fire stations completed. Currently there's an update to the local hazard mitigation plan, which is underway. And that was just kind of a highlight of some of the things in the actual report. I mean, there's a bit more information in the report. With regards to potential future amendments, there are a number of general plan and zoning amendments that need to be considered by the county in the next few years. We did have a table of some kind of a to-do list that planning has for some of those potential amendments. There's also an Appendix C, which was attachment 2 to the report, which lists some things for potential future consideration. Public comments, we received comments from various county departments and individuals. We received comments from Public Works, County Fire, which those comments were incorporated into the report, the Health Department, the Ag Advisory Committee Chair, and also Commissioner Bernikoff. Some of the Public Works comments, they were concerned with some of the various implementation measure requirements and budget required to complete some of the tasks. Staff's response on that would be that many of these are policy issues that the board approved in adopting the general plan in 2006. If directed, staff can look more carefully at these and potentially amend them. This would require a general plan amendment, which would be a separate process from the annual report. These issues can also be looked up when staff undertakes and makes updates to the general plan. The Health Department was concerned that various implementation measures also need to be updated to include the Health Department, as they have a role in implementation. Some need to have the Health Department removed, as they have no role. Again, this would require a general plan text amendment. This is going to be added to the list of general plan amendments that are needed. Also, staff could be directed to process them immediately. Regardless of whether the agency is listed or not, the Health Department should be involved where appropriate. The Agriculture Advisory Committee chair requested that the Ag Advisory Committee be directed to review the criteria for the transfer of ag working landscape lands and make changes or recommend changes if they are needed. They feel there's been some time to settle between the last time these were adopted, and they would like kind of the opportunity to look at them again and see if there's any changes that should be made. Commissioner Bernikoff had a couple questions, so she was not able to be here today. Specifically, question number 2, and you should have received copies, but to that, staff would respond that staff has started to work on updating the implementation measure table, which is attached to the report, as a method of keeping track of implementation. We also do keep an informal to-do list of county code changes that need to be made as they are found or as the Board of Supervisors directs. With regards to question number 3, staff does work on general plan implementation on a daily basis. All actions must be consistent with the general plan, and not all of them require that ordinances or resolutions be adopted to implement them. So those that do require ordinances are taken as time, resources, and financial support permits, and based on the priorities of the Board of Supervisors. A lot of these are slated kind of as long-term implementation measures that were kind of intended to occur between the 11 and 20 year range as foreseen by the general plan. The addition today that I had earlier with regards to Exhibit A that would be added to your recommendation and to the resolution, just kind of a calendar of potential hearings for general plan amendments. So today's staff, the recommended action would be that the Plan Commission consider and review any input received during the meeting, consider any changes that should be made on behalf of the general public for the 2014 general plan amendments, This document does not, is only a reporting document, so therefore is exempt from CEQA. Basically, staff's recommendation would be that the Plan Commission recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the 2014 General Plan Annual Report and the schedule for general plan amendments as shown in Exhibit A. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you, Alvaro. And may I commend staff, because I really do think that there has been an exemplary job done, not only in the work on the general plan over the past year, but also in the presentation this morning that's very, very clear. Gentlemen, do you have any questions or comments before we open it up to the public?
I don't think the planning staff has enough staff to do all this work.
I'm sure that...
Put that on the record, yeah?
You certainly can, and I'm sure that if you'd be willing to help add to the county coffers, we could hire a few more employees for planning.
Yeah, the taxes I've been paying should suffice. But yeah, they've done just a wonderful job. My own, reading through the report this week, I mean, that's what kept coming up. The workload that you have is amazing, and this is the second time I've been through this report, and your accomplishments every year are phenomenal. I don't know how you get it done, but it's a well-done report, and I think your plan of getting these things done is very well thought out and very much appreciated.
Yeah, and I really hate to pat you on the back too well, but I do have to point out the fact that the staff has been in some bit of transition over the past couple of years, and that never helps to continue things in a smooth path, but you have done it anyway, and there have been also, such as the Mid-Pines plan, that has certainly sapped a lot of the time of staff, and my hat's off to you. So, with that, I'm going to try to figure out something mean to say, too, just for balance. But in the meanwhile, I would like to open this up to the public for any comment that you may have input on the general plan update that you have heard this morning. Morning, Ron.
Good morning. I noticed that there is no provision for a planning advisory committee for the Mariposa town, and I think it's something that is very necessary. I'd like to see written in. Thank you.
That's it. You know, we can hold any kind of response from staff until the end, or it's the preference of staff if you would like to respond to questions as they arise, or if you would like to record questions and then respond after the public comment period. It's up to you. Okay, let's hold all the responses until afterwards. I don't think we're going to have a lot of things to deal with. But thank you, Ron. Any other public comment? Morning, Chris.
Good morning. This is a big book. It's a lot of things in there. And so I'm sure just in briefly reviewing it that there's pages that I haven't even touched yet. So just in general, can we talk about the specifics of items in the general plan?
Let's Absolutely. See.
Okay. Yeah. So goal 6.4 on page 6-8, I think.
And are you referencing the update or the general plan itself?
What?
What you got there? That?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because believe it or not, that seems a little small to be the general
plan. Well, this is only volume one.
Okay, good. Good enough. So you have,
that's okay,
you have volume one of the general plan in 2006.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Is there a date in here that's every reference?
Well, it should have been the general.
I've got December 4th, 2012 in here is the last on this page, maybe.
She has the actual general plan.
Okay, so great.
You don't have a full copy of the general plan with you, so just as your presentation, read the goal or the issue that you...
Pardon?
I said I would just read what it is that you want them to consider.
All right, well, at least get the chapters in. It's under economic development. It's chapter 6.
That's actually one of my favorites. Seriously, yeah, it is.
I don't memorize it. Good. But there are not that many goals, so it's pretty easy. So on 6.4, which is goal number 4, and it's regarding broadband and the relationship of broadband to economic development. And it's an intermediate term. So my question is, this was 2007's general plan, correct?
2006.
Six, okay, six. So if you go to the intermediate time, it's now due, right? Because now it's intermediate time from the original document.
And that would
be... Said that, is this rising to the top of priority list, is my question.
And a lot of it has to do also with the wording. You know, we always arrive at that, shall, should, may. Could you read exactly what it says?
Meet with leaders from telecommunication companies serving the county to bring high-speed telecommunications to Mariposa County. Timing and immediate responsibility build a supervisor's impact ongoing consequences. This policy continues the board's commitment to objectives of the San Joaquin access.
And what would you recommend?
Well, I would like to place it in a high priority, and I would like to bring it to the high priority because of the commercial zones, especially, where we're talking about economic development, to increase the speed and capacity for business use. And so pinpoint it to speed and capacity, because the speed for residential use for broadband is not as gigabytes. Gigs, right.
Yeah.
Larry knows.
Yeah.
And so most businesses 10, 20, 30, or 40, 50. And so I know that there's a lot of things going on right now with broadband, for example, broadband to the hospitals. Broadband's going to be coming to the library, the government center, so on and so forth. And probably the capacity is in speed for those assets can be then used for business and economic development. So I would like to suggest that we really look into capacity and speed of the commercial in the commercial arena, and then put under responsibility. It says the board of supervisors, but I think it's more than the board of supervisors. I mean, the board of supervisors can delegate; that's their job to delegate. But I think we should put in economic development, the planning department, and public works in there as well.
And I have to swap my hats around here all the time, but I agree with you fully. It's one of the great leveling agents that can help our county when there are so many impediments to business here. It's one of those great levelers that will allow us to then be able to offer and attract other sorts of businesses that may operate in a quiet little office in a room never seen, but contribute to this county in a great way. So
if we're looking to increase economic development, we have to have this infrastructure in place.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on a second. Chapter 5, and I don't... 5.3. Oops. There's a lot of pages. 5.3. And there's a whole three or four paragraphs regarding economic opportunity. It's 5.1.04. And it's achieving and maintaining a thriving local economy. And it's recognizing the cluster of development of commercial. It's a challenge facing the general plan, finding locations that are consistent with the policy. It's tourism, and it's objective of the general plan to ensure the policies to accommodate the characteristics of the Mariposa economy. Well, I just read the first parts of each of those paragraphs. And I just wondered if we have to then recognize that the rural economic land use classification can fit in here, where we can have growth of small business and startups that would fit into our landscape to make sure that when you're looking for finding locations within the plan's policies, that we include all of the land use and especially the rural economic land use to make sure that we are not just concentrating on it. It's just an observation. Maybe you don't have to change it, but I think it's worth noting that with economic development, this relates to all land use classifications. And then I had a question on 5.1.1. 5.304, which, page 43. It's probably more than these questions, but these are my three. This is, I just want to read, this is agricultural working landscape use classification. There's a purpose, that's A. B is extent of uses. In the second paragraph, it says, in addition to transitional uses within the classification, the county permits through a discretionary review, conditional use permit, churches and organizational camps. In addition, the county permits through a discretionary review, conditional use permit again, the creation of resort or visitor use, which are secondary to the primary use of the agriculture, timber and mining production. And it was my understanding that in agricultural working landscape that mining is permitted. And this, if this has not been updated or I'm not reading it correctly, I'd just like to understand where this says that it's the creation of visitor uses, which are secondary, timber and mining production, is that correct? And if so, I'm very happy that that takes a conditional use permit because I believe that surface mining is different than subsurface mining. And I don't know if there's a clarification in Chapter 17 or not, but I would like to have subsurface mining only be subject to a conditional use permit. I'm not so interested in quarries or mining as well, but it's a subsurface because I believe that there's competing interests in mining in our county. It's historic, it's heritage. We've done it for years. Now it's a little bit different when we do subsurface mining. It's more of an industrial use, but we need jobs, so we're balancing two competing interests. So I'd just like to have a more ability for the public to access the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors on this issue. And the conditional use permit will do that.
And I will have staff respond to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
And since it's today is a, would you call a work session, we can get up and talk again, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll leave it open. Thank you. Do we have any other members of the public who would like to address us? Seeing nobody making a rush for the podium, Chris, this may be your opportunity. I will reserve the right to reopen for public comment, but if there's no further public right now, public comment, I will close the public comment period, and I will ask staff if we could have a little elucidation in response to anything that you've heard from our public.
Okay, thank you. The first item that was raised was a question about why we don't have a planning advisory committee for the town of Mariposa. The general plan does address the importance of planning advisory committees. On page 5-21, it calls out the importance of ensuring that area plans reflect local values, and so planning advisory committees are formed of local residents, property owners, and business owners to advise the Planning Commission and Board on local issues. And that would include the adoption of or amendment of an area plan or a town plan. So the policy provisions are clear in the general plan. What it would take to establish a planning advisory committee for the town of Mariposa is simply a resolution of the Board of Supervisors to establish that that committee, and then later action to actually appoint the members. That does not have to be done through or with an amendment to the general plan.
And just for those members of the public who may not be aware, the general plan is a living document, just like any other governing document should be. And the public, the staff can offer changes that are proposed either by the Planning Commission that have been vetted through the Commission to the Board of Supervisors four times each year to amend, update, add to the general plan. So I just want to make sure that everybody realizes that whatever was passed in 2006 is not set in stone forever for the period of its life. Can we?
I'll continue.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Items.
I didn't let you down.
There was a concern raised about broadband and what priority that was. I think that we will just take forward those recommendations in in the update, the report to the Board of Supervisors, there was a summit held yesterday, and I know a lot of county residents attended that. I think you attended that, Les. Two of the board members attended it. Rick Harrison.
We actually had three supervisors.
Three supervisors attended that, okay. And that summit was for the purpose of how to get broadband into your community and the importance of it. And so I think there are efforts being made toward that. I'm just probably not the best person to speak on what those efforts are.
Excuse me, would the effect of Verizon taking over Golden State have any impact on this issue?
I don't know the answer to that.
It's really in dealing with infrastructure getting in place, and it's a massive project, you know, because it's not just a matter of saying, oh, Mariposa would like to hook in. There's nothing at this point to really hook into, and so it's a matter of really establishing the trunk service throughout the entire state. There's a lot we can do, but on the other hand, there's a lot that we cannot do, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Okay, and then I took the economic opportunity comment as just that, an observation, and again, we'll reflect that, will be reflected in the minutes in our updated report to the board. Then lastly, you had a question about the ag working landscape land use. That's established in section 5.3.04, and you had a question about whether or not mining is identified as a permitted or conditional use. In subsection B, that's on page 5-43, in the paragraph that talks about primary uses, it states clearly that the primary uses in the ag working landscape land use classification include single family dwellings, ag tourism uses, agriculture, timber, and mining activities requiring large acreages for production activities and processing. So that first statement clearly calls out that mining is in the primary set of primary uses or permitted uses. What we have to do as far as an implementation measure is look at not only the ag working landscape, but the natural resources land use, as well as the residential land use, and then update our zoning ordinance to reflect whether or not mining is or should be permitted or conditional in each of the zones that are consistent with the purposes of those land uses. That's on our to-do list. That's an implementation measure, and that's a high priority. And I think that was it.
I will reopen the public comment period.
So down there in the paragraph that I was referencing where it calls for conditional use permit, so are these inconsistent?
I don't think so, because if you read that, it states, in addition, the county permits through a discretionary review, which is a conditional use permit, the creation of resort or visitor uses, which are secondary to primary uses. So the primary use of the land still needs to be one of those that are from that first paragraph.
Well, I was reading it that creation of visitor uses, because we've just, which are secondary to the primary, because we've just had the tourism and AE land use zone, which says that, but I didn't know that phrase continued on to include timber and mine. That was how I was reading it. But anyway, that's just an interpretation of a couple of commas, I think. And but my thought process is that when we're reviewing mining, if we could also review working landscape, having a subsurface mine being a conditional use permit as you're reviewing the other land uses, would be my suggestion.
Thanks. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Janetta Phillips. I have a question about, since she mentioned ag tourism, I brought it to mind. A few years ago, it was passed an ag tourism rules, guidelines, laws, whatever you want to call them, on A&E land only. At that time, we were told that they would review and come back and finish the process with Mountain Home and Mountain General, and that land is for tourism. And to this date, that has not been done. And I'm sitting on 40 acres of AE, and my neighbor with 5 acres of Mountain Home can have any amount of visitors they want on their property, and I'm not. So I would like to see that reviewed and that process completed.
Thank you, Janetta.
Thank you.
Any further public comment? I am again closing the public comment session, and I will return it to staff. I'd be curious to hear a little quick update on agritourism.
Mm-hmm. That is in the, you know, the to-do list to do phase two of agritourism. It's actually item 16 on your packet, page 23, or page 8 of the report. It's to amend county code to implement phase two agritourism program to include provisions for agritourism in other zones of the code than just the ag exclusive zone. That would be a zoning ordinance text amendment, and it's to implement the general plan. So it is on the to-do list.
That's item 16, is it?
Yes.
Thank you. So it's there. It's in the pipeline.
So we haven't made any progress. We haven't done anything with it, but it's
scheduled to be not with a time, but scheduled to be dealt with. We have the public comment period has been closed. We have staff. I'm going to bring it back to the commission. Do we have any further questions for staff regarding this report, Commissioner Harder?
Sarah, can you go back to the advisory committee? Has there been any interest in the past from citizens in Mariposa to form a Mariposa Town Advisory Committee?
There have been committees in the town of Mariposa over the years. There was a committee that was formed to make recommendations for the comprehensive update of the Mariposa Town Plan. That town plan was adopted in the early 90s, so there was a committee formed for that. There was another committee that was formed for it was more economic development downtown recommendations for signs and promoting the businesses in the town, and that committee prepared a report. It was presented to the board, and then the committee had completed their assignments. Other than that, I'm not aware that there's been a resounding interest, but I think once it's discussed, if there is interest or if the supervisor is interested in creating one.
It seems as if they only come to life when there's a fire.
I think it's important to respect that committee work takes a commitment from the community, a commitment from the volunteers. It's a time commitment to attend those meetings. It's also a commitment for staff to prepare agendas and items for discussion. And so I think there should be a task to perform if we're going to create one, and a recognition that any time we add work to at least our to-do list, then it takes away from something else. So it's not that it is important, but when there is an identified need, then that's the way that the general plan states we should be soliciting input from a community.
So the Board of Supervisors has not discussed having a standing committee that you know of?
Not recently.
I'm kind of interested in following that up, in the sense that now we get to have to the Board of Supervisors, so that's something we want to discuss. I'm a little adding another level, as you say, unless there's a real need, but since we do have a public...
Typically those resolutions include tasks or issues that the board is interested in interested in having the advisory committee discuss and make recommendations on.
But the other areas have standing advisory committees, and once they finish their area plans, which seem to be the biggest agenda item, what do they continue to do to advise this group and provide a public forum for other countywide issues? It's just something I think has some merit to explore. Maybe it's just a comment to the Board of Supervisors. It's something they want to discuss on the agenda as an item, being respectful of the recommendation that we have.
Some committees meet monthly without fail, like Alpertel, and they end up, those meetings are a forum for discussion of other community issues than just planning. Some committees meet quarterly. Fish Camp meets quarterly. Wawona meets as needed, and Ag Advisory Committee meets as needed. Historic Sites meets regularly. So each of the committees meets according to the members' desires and the need.
Yeah, and as noted, most of the advisory committees are most active when it is up to them to begin considering the area plan or town plan. And after that point, it seems as though many of the committees either hibernate, or in the case of Alpertel particularly, because I've attended some of the meetings, but I generally have been advised not to attend because of the fact that they rarely are dealing with issues that are germane to planning. And it is exactly what you said, and particularly in Alpertel, it then becomes a group to discuss other items of interest within that small community. Don has an extraordinarily long history with Fish Camp, and I think when we see some of the more remote communities, it becomes a chance for satellite business, discussions of what's going on, and I think that's something that we would need to make sure that there is first a need in Mariposa Town to revitalize, recreate a committee, because the worst thing we want to do is have the board or any other body appoint and create a body that is going to not have any function or not have any reason to exist in the long term. And that could be a problem, but it's just my observation. I'm not trying to stand in the way of anything.
Les, can we open the public comment again?
Well, we sure could. We have no reason not to. Because this is more or less a workshop period, so I can certainly do that.
Ron, could you?
Oh, go ahead. I will reopen the public comment period. It would be interesting. I think go ahead, because I have a feeling that you would like to know what Ron has in mind.
I would. Yeah, Ron, could you expand on your recommendation and why you believe it's something we should entertain?
Yes, thank you. I don't need to sign in again, do I?
We know who you are.
Recently, we've had a pretty active merchant group meet once a month, and there's a lot of issues that are surfacing downtown, and one that comes to the top of my head immediately is the homeless issue and how they're funneled into the main core of the town area. We're looking at the Roadhouse, Core, Heritage House. We're bringing in an element and pretty much inviting them into the town of Mariposa, and we're mingling with the tourists. We're spending $500,000 a year to encourage tourism in Mariposa, yet we're also encouraging a homeless population to move up to Mariposa. And so there's a lot of issues that, and zoning and parking and things that need to be addressed. And we had a good start with the merchants group, but I think it needs to go a little bit farther and have somebody that's really working on the town area itself. I think we're due for that. We've got them in, Mid Pines, we have it in other areas. Why not the core of Mariposa, where it's, I think it's needed the most?
Okay. It just sounds like something that, I'm just trying to wrap my hands around how the Planning Commission itself factors into this directly with those general issues, and how that might better be served as presentation to the board directly.
Well, when we discuss this, we give direction to the staff to see if they can, because what I'm curious about is seeing how a committee for the town would then work with existing county code to bring about these changes, or do we actually have code in place and it's a matter of enforcement not happening? Yeah. Which is really unclear at this point. But I'm going to bring this up on the agenda of the merchant meeting coming up a couple weeks or next week, and try to rally some support there too, because it's in the interest of everybody downtown, you know, what's happening, and we should have some sort of a say.
Yeah, I see a possible benefit in having a standing committee, whether it's planning or otherwise, for the issues that come up from time to time. I mean, they tend to be focus groups, whether it be, like you say, the business community or some outreach activity or parking or whatever it is. A standing committee may have a role there. Whether or not that fully fits with the planning component, I don't know. But I'm interested in it, and I think it's worth exploring and having staff at least advise us on how to move forward with it in one way or the other. Thanks, Ron.
I welcome you to open this for discussion, and thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further public comment? I will again close the public comment period. I will throw it to staff. I know that your workload is not light, but perhaps it would be a good idea to investigate whether or not there is a need that would then be taken to the board to create a Mariposa Town Advisory Committee.
Right, I think maybe the best thing you could do is to recommend the board consider and discuss creating an advisory committee for the town of Mariposa, and it could be done in that form, or if you feel stronger than that, making a recommendation that they consider it, you could just recommend that they form one. I mean, there would be two options there.
Yeah. I think I'd be comfortable recommending they discuss the issue.
Yeah, I think it needs to be explored at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rather than a full-fledged commitment to create one, I think that does need to be explored by the board.
Yeah. And I think you could include that recommendation together with your recommendation on this general plan annual report, because it is related to implementing the general plan. There's a tie or a link there.
And is there any particular language that you would recommend simply in the motion to act upon this report? We could put in a final, perhaps, sentence.
Right. It would be one of your recommended actions.
So I would leave that into whoever is going to be making any sort of a motion.
I'm working on it.
Good. Thank you. Commissioner Hardy, do you have anything to say?
In listening to this, I know in the past there have been issues that have come up within the town of Mariposa that don't directly affect necessarily the merchant committee and do affect the citizens in Mariposa. And I think that they should have a voice in some of those actions that are taken that we have acted on their behalf, and certainly the board, but without a lot of citizen input.
Thank you. Well, in that case, do you have any further deliberation on what we have heard in this report this morning? Seeing none, I would then say that I think we might be ready to entertain a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion. I'll try. I want to make the motion that the commission, let me get this straight here. I'd like to recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the 2014 General Plan Annual Report and forward to the State Department of Housing, Community Development, and the State Office of Planning and Research, which would include the Amendment Exhibit A, which is a schedule of 2014 general plan amendments, as well as a recommendation that the Board of Supervisors discuss the possibility of creating a Mariposa Town Planning Advisory Committee.
Works for me. Do we have a second?
I'll second that. Wow, that was a compound motion.
I'm going to write it down.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? None. I will therefore call the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes by a quorum of three. Thank you.
And if I may, could we thank the department heads and department representatives and
Absolutely.
Committee chairs that took time out of their schedule to attend.
Thank you all for being here. I do appreciate that. I know some of you are going to be staying, one in particular, for our next item agenda, but I do wish to thank all department heads who are with us, representatives, and as well members of the public. Thank you very much for being with us today. And with that, we are now going to be moving along to our next agenda item. I will give you a moment or two to shift seats. And I will begin by stating that our next item, agenda B, is County Code Amendments Number 2014-005, Amendments to Mariposa County Code Title II and Title 13. And Eileen, when you have yourself all together, which is not to imply that you never don't have yourself all together, please feel free to...
Good morning.
Morning.
County Code Amendment Number 2014-005. It's amendments to the Mariposa County Code Title II and Title 13. We first have a correction to the staff report in your packet, page 125, under 13.08.070. Dr. Mosier did want this correction made. That the statement read, the health department is granted authority to establish reasonable standards of construction as a condition to the granting of a permit. You can find that at the end of the fourth line in that section. The proposal is to correct inconsistencies regarding removal of planning committee and commission members who are absent without cause for two or more consecutive meetings. The Board of Supervisors appoints the members of the committees and the commissions. This amendment merely makes the text consistent, stating that the board also has the authority to remove the members. Also removes the reference to the Building Division of Public Works Department from subsection 13.08070 for the sewage system and replacing with the Building Department. This was an ordinance that was adopted in 1991 that assigned building permits function of Public Works Department to the Planning Department. And we're also removing the references to the Building Department in Chapter 2.50 for the Planning Department and creating Chapter 2.39, Building Department. That resolution in 1999 severed the two departments and they have functioned independently ever since. It also allows the planning director to cancel a subsequent planning commission meeting rather than having the chair hold a nominal meeting. And this would only be used during the time of slow permit activity when there's no regular business to be conducted by the commission at regular scheduled meeting following a canceled meeting. I know you'd be happy with that.
I'm going to miss coming in.
And just to give a little background, in 2011, the Board of Supervisors initiated amendment to Title II, Section 2.50.100. However, there were concerns expressed through a preliminary review process involving the Planning Advisory Committee members, and the amendments were never processed as initiated by the Board of Supervisors. That resolution was abandoned by Resolution 2014-023. Presentations were made to the Ag Advisory Committee, Historic Sites, El Portal, Mid Pines, Wona, and Fish Camp Town Planning Advisory Committees. Historic Sites recommended modifying the proposed text and may be grounds for removal by a majority of the board to and is grounds for removal. All the remaining committee and commission members supported the code amendments as presented with a recommendation of Historic Sites. The Agricultural Advisory Committee recommended the wording of Indian Community be changed to whatever was deemed appropriate. Les James of the Historic Sites recommended changing it from American Indian Community to the Native American Indian Community. We've had a public notice in the Gazette on April 10th, 2014, eighth page. Notice was published there. notices were posted throughout all 15 community locations and on the county's website. No public comments have been received at this time. However, we did get a comment by Commissioner Bernikoff regarding Chapter 2.50. The Planning Commission, due to ex officio designations, need to be included under this Planning Commission section, since designating an ex officio to the Ag Advisory Committee is a requirement. I know that the appointment of a planning commissioner was included as a staff resource under Ag Advisory, but no mention of establishing a designee in the Planning Commission section. And I believe the answer to that would be only if that individual was standing in for the regular member. Otherwise, it would not apply to them. Your options. You may make a recommendation of the Board of Supervisors to either approve the code amendments as proposed with recommended amendments and find the project is exempt from CEQA, approve the code amendments with additional changes and find that the project is exempt from CEQA, or deny the code amendments. Staff recommendation is Planning Commission adopt a resolution with the recommended findings, recommending that the Board of Supervisors first direct staff to file a notice of exemption for the project, adopt a resolution approving code amendment number 2014-005 with the recommended amendments, and adopt an ordinance with findings amending Mariposa County Code pursuant to County Code Amendment number 2014-005. And that is my presentation.
Thank you, Irene. I appreciated the fact that this does a great job of housekeeping. There's a lot of particularly in demonstrating the differences between planning and building departments that we've made for quite some time, among other items that this clears up, bringing some unity to the root of all of the advisory committees as well. Great job. Gentlemen, commissioners, questions, comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a suggestion for a change in the wording in 2.50.100.
Do you have a staff report page number? Do you have a page number in the staff report?
Five. It says appointment of officers. I think that should be changed to election of officers, because the rest of the terminology below that refers to elections, and I believe all of the committees follow that format under their bylaws, that they elect rather than appoint officers.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
No.
At this point, I will open it up to the public for any comments you may have. Seeing no mad dashes. Ross, this affects building. Thank you. Thank you for being with us, by the way. I will close the public comment period. I will bring it back to this body for deliberation. Commissioners.
So this is, for the most part, housekeeping?
Yes, it is.
And as you noted, there were, from the other advisory committees, no real comments other than they agree with these, with these changes. I'm just trying to get a little background history. I mean, it's been going on since 99. Is that correct? The building department was essentially acting independently of the planning department.
Actually, in 91, the board, there's two things that haven't happened. The code hasn't kept up with how departments are administered, because the building department used to be a part of the public works department. There used to be a division within public works. That was amended in 91, and then in 99, building was moved to planning. In 99, the board severed planning and building and made building a separate department, but the county code was never amended to reflect that. So this is work and amendments that should have been done a long time ago relative to building.
Yeah. So it will have no real effect on current operations,
resources,
staffing, funding?
It will reflect what's currently occurring in administration of planning and building.
Well, it's just about 15 years overdue.
Yeah, right on time.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my
only. The only other thing I would add is that the Historic Society certainly provided input in wording in some of the changes that will affect the committees. And so this has been run through all of them as well, not the building planning portion, but certainly the portion that will affect the way those committees are established and set up. So they've had their input, they've had their say, and those comments have been taken into consideration for this final version.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
Commissioner Hardy?
Let's move on.
In that case, I am more than happy to entertain a motion.
I will so move that the Mariposa County Planning Commission recommend to the Board of Supervisors on the County Code Amendment Number 21405, and that is exempt from California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, pursuant to the General Plan Exemption. Section 1506.1b.3 CEQA Guidelines and Section 1506.0c.2 CEQA Guidelines. The project shall not result in a direct or reasonable foreseeable indirect physical change in the environmental, and it can be seen that with certainty that there is no possibility that the activities in question may have a significant effect on the environment. And this also includes any amendments adopted to this plan today at this meeting.
So there were, just for clarification, two amendments that were suggested, one by yourself changing appointment to election, and the second, and that was in the section on chapter 2.50, 100F, and the second amendment was a recommendation by Dr. Mosier for an amendment in 13.08.070. amended text that Alvaro presented.
Right. It was up on the screen at the beginning.
Thank you, Madam Director. So included.
Very well, as stated. And do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further comment? Then I will call the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 No opposed, no abstentions. The motion passes by a quorum of three. And that concludes that. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
Glad to see this housekeeping happening. And I don't think we have a lot of information items. I'm not going to break us this morning adjourn. I think I would like to simply continue. And at this point, I will turn it over to Sarah for information items.
You might...
I'm sorry, I don't have the agenda directly in front of me. I'll come back to the top and see what I've missed. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. We do have an action item before we get there. We have an action item requesting a cancellation of our May 9th Planning Commission meeting. Gentlemen, a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we cancel our May 9th Planning Commission meeting.
Do we have a second?
I second this as the Mutt and Jeff routine.
Thank you. And that's an alteration to our usual dog and pony show. So, we have a motion on the table. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 No opposed, no abstentions. We have canceled our May 9th Planning Commission meeting. I will now move it to our information items. Sarah.
It's been a long time since we've met, and I'd like to just bring you up to date on some highlights from the last few months of planning and board work and LAFCO, that kind of thing. Some of this has been reported or touched on in Alvaro's general plan annual report, but we have had two items at the board relative to the Williamson Act. One was a public hearing to consider a moratorium on processing of new applications. That public hearing was well attended, and the Board of Supervisors took no action on that. So that's an important policy statement relative to continuing to accept additional acreage into that program. The second item that we had scheduled for the Board of Supervisors relative to Williamson Act was a final report on the biennial review. That was the first comprehensive compliance review for current contracts, and that was just an information item. What happens as a result of that biennial review, parcels that are found to be not in compliance with their current contract are given 1 year to bring their properties into compliance. So we will be back to the board toward the end of this calendar year, early next year, with recommendations on any of those contracts that are remaining not in compliance.
So have you heard any discussion about the state reconsidering the offset to the Williams-Knott taxes?
I know it was considered and discussed, but I haven't heard that there was final action taken on that. Staff has assisted, this is moving on to a new topic, but it's resource related still. We have assisted the Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office in preparing and processing and adopting an ordinance to regulate the cultivation of medical marijuana. That was adopted, second reading was held, and those ordinance provisions are now in effect. They were in effect yesterday. And we will also continue to assist the Sheriff's Department with some administrative provisions for enforcement of that. We have information posted on our website, and one of the things that we had done is a summary of the ordinance. I have copies of that summary page that I'll hand out to you just for your information. Since we've met, LAFCO, the Local Agency Formation Commission, has adopted a comprehensive update to the policies and procedures document, and that update includes maps of service area boundaries and spheres of influence, and that was a major update in good progress made for LAFCO. We're also working now on a municipal services review and a sphere of influence report for CSA number 3, and we will be taking that to LAFCO at their scheduled meeting at the end of this, the end of May. Alvaro mentioned progress that's been made toward reclamation of two abandoned mines that are off of Pandora Garden Road and Old Toll Road, both located on the Towson property. I have photos, some before and after photos, that I will also provide to you. This is another example of a cooperative effort. Planning Department helped with getting the financial assurances and closing out the mine. Then we worked together cooperatively with the Public Works Department on using those financial assurances to hire a contractor and actually conduct the work in the field. We will be having the state inspectors come out. That's scheduled for a week from Monday, and they'll be looking at the mine, and we'll be continuing with efforts to completely close out those mining applications for and on behalf of the Towsians. But I just cannot say enough. We went out to the site earlier this week. What a phenomenal job the contractor did. That was Keith Williams and Mark Long.
Excellent
work. Yeah, particularly on the fact that these are with the funds that are available.
Right.
That, it's phenomenal.
Remember when we came to the commission, we had to establish a list of priorities because those financial assurances weren't kept up to date like we do now to reflect, each year, reflect current costs and additional changes that have been made to a mining site. So we felt like we had very limited resources to get the work done that really should have been done, and we're very, very impressed with the work that was done.
That's an excellent job. Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep you up to date on that.
And I think also it's going to be a really nice message to the state, mm-hmm. particularly in light of the fact that we've had discussions with them over the past year or so. And
well, another thing that we're always communicating with the state, and the state works at reviewing the cost estimates that are prepared annually by the operators. And I think this is a good example to show what can be done with resources. They want to see the contract information, the hours that were spent. A lot of money was spent hauling garbage to the landfill. That was with one of the sites that had a lot of trash on it. But
so does this get out to the to the community? I mean, this is good work.
This is very good work.
That the government here is doing.
We're going to the board.
Contractors are doing. This is stuff that should get out for public consumption.
Yeah. These photos are being presented to the Board of Supervisors as part of a contract amendment to complete that. But I also, you know, perhaps the Mariposa Gazette will pick up on that.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Hardy. I guess I want to support the non-inclusion of open pit mining and underground mining as public has promoted or talked to, because in some of these cases where it is reclaimed, it's going to take scores of years of ever reforestation come back on this ground. It just doesn't, particularly now with climate change, it's not happening.
Vegetation is already growing on these slopes. I was amazed. There's seed in the ground. But.
Yeah, when you take a look at, we're talking little stuff. You know, the big stuff is going to take a long, long time. But when you look at those pictures, and it's neat when you see the little things that are coming up through the gravel and the dirt. Mm-hmm. And that's nice. You know, at least the immediate concern of any potential in the event that we ever receive any rain, that there will not be surface erosion is wonderful. That's there. But I do share your concern, Commissioner Harder, with the eventual reforestation in areas that were covered. Which is not necessarily any of them.
This is almost akin to disastrous wildland fires. And I know many areas of Tuolumne and Mariposa County that have not come back in 100 years from disastrous fires. It just hasn't happened.
Okay, we've had a presentation by Sierra Business Council on the greenhouse gas baseline report, and that's been made to the Board of Supervisors, and that was well received. And Alvaro also mentioned that we're working with an outside consultant cooperatively to do an update to the housing element, and that you'll be seeing toward the end of this month or early, toward the end of May, likely.
May 23rd, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
May 23rd is the next meeting. If it's not that meeting, it will be one of the early ones in June. Okay, we have our Alpertown meeting scheduled for Tuesday, May 13th at 7. Mid-Pines is the following night, May 14th. We also have a Mid-Pines continued meeting on Tuesday, May 6th. And Historic Sites is meeting Monday, May 12th. And for items for your next meeting, we have scheduled two public hearings. One is a land division, a minor land division for Rigney, and the second public hearing is a time extension application for the Silvertip project. That will come to you on Friday, May 23rd. We've been to Fish Camp Advisory Committee and are now coming to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission is the approval authority for that application. And that was it for my report.
Thank you, and I appreciate the fact that you didn't mind us asking questions in the midst of the information items. Gentlemen, do you have any questions or comments now that the information items have been fully presented?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
And in the future, would you mind if we query you in
the... Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's a little easier, I think. Well, in that case, and seeing that we have nothing further on the agenda, and seeing the fact that by technical difficulties we have lost minute track, I'm going to hereby adjourn this meeting. Thank you, members of the public, for being with us. Thank you, staff, and thank you, department representatives.
Come on, you gotta know something.